A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I don't like necessarily to react to things that you see online because I don't think it's ever a fair reflection of a mood, because I think it's become, Twitter in particular, it's become a dumping ground for just like bad takes and angry opinions that live there forever when the person might not necessarily quite feel that. And people's lack of grasp of the English language, you know, and don't get me wrong, we all do this. We all call people legends for passing us the tomato ketchup when that's really probably slightly overused. Yeah. But some absolute weapon decided to create a list of all of Curtis Jones' perceived mistakes in the first half of that game. And then having dug into it, a series of tweets that led to like almost celebrating him being taken off the pitch. And I didn't see this till late on last night. And I didn't actually go into it because I saw Chris sent it in the group and I thought, I don't need to engage with anything negative. I'm going to bed, I'll look at it tomorrow. So I looked at it in the cold light of day today. And it was absolute madness for me. I thought Curtis Jones had a good game in Liverpool's midfield.
Yeah, he was driving forward quite a bit, and I was impressed to see that because we've missed that sometimes, and especially from Curtis Jones when, God bless him, he's not been able to get into the squad, which is a testament to the squad and everything. But when he was announced in the lineup, it was an eyebrow raise. I must admit, I was a bit like, okay, I see where he's going, like sort of like the Harvey Elliott experiment in the San Siro. But I thought he was great. So that really, really surprises me. Really does.
This is the problem with football, and I've seen this happen with countless Liverpool players over the years. So people did this with like Lucas, and people do it with Lallana, and there's always a scapegoat. Yeah. Certain types of people, whether it's age groups or not, it's just certain personality types don't vibe with certain footballers. And so, but honestly, if you go and watch a game of football and you decide, just pick a player that you think is shit. Right? And then look at them through that prism only. So what you do is make a note of it, and just any player, pick the best players in football if you want, just to prove the point, and go and make a note of every time they stutter on the ball, or if they, you know, they don't quite come out in a shoulder-to-shoulder 50-50, or they misplace a pass, and go through that, and you would honestly find that you could create a list and make even the best players on the planet look crap. And it was genuinely quite surprising to me that someone not only went to the time and effort, who is purportedly a Liverpool fan, would do that to an incredibly talented young up-and-coming footballer. But it's the blindness that comes with that, and you don't recognise it sometimes. It's like the saying, everyone's crazy but me. And when you think everyone's crazy apart from you, it's not, it's you.
But they're doing it for one reason, aren't they? Likes, interactions, and they don't care whether they get. There's lots of negative Nancys on Twitter who are Liverpool fans who will find a negative of us winning the league. Mm-hmm. And it's really frustrating. And you've got to think about it. Curtis Jones is a Generation Z person who's grown up in the world of social media and mobile phones and all that sort of stuff. He lives his life on there just like any other young kid does. And he'll probably see it. And it's not fair, because look what happened to Neco Williams. Yeah. Curtis Jones might have come off that pitch last night and gone, I had a good game last night. As a bath, goes on Twitter and goes, what?
And then
that's playing in his head then. Yeah. That'll play in his head for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But it's all right for Tommy Tenman, who's on a keyboard warrior, who's sound now, who's, you know, playing with himself in his Mars box room, but he's got all his 10,000 likes.
Yeah, who mercifully is, I think, getting slaughtered on social media. Good. And should be. And there we go. And it becomes the perpetually negative cycle of what will happen is he'll get slaughtered for that. And rather than go, oh shit, I got that wrong, because it'll be, oh, haters and people can't see what I can see, because people are so up their own arse with these things and so desperately cling on to these negative opinions. So this idiot will die on that hill now, and guaranteed he'll then start putting like compilations together of his mistakes and all that.
Exactly.
To what, like, what end? Who wins? Nobody wins. Liverpool don't win more for some faceless idiot online trying to underplay the quality of a player who, by the way, the best manager on the planet chose for a Champions League game to play, in Liverpool's team here. Played exactly the same minutes as Thiago Alcantara, by the way. And one thing I just thought was interesting because, look, stats don't tell the whole thing. The eyeball test is as important as anything. You've got to combine them. And for me, I saw Curtis Jones in lots of tricky situations. It was a challenging game of football, and I think he met that challenge really, really well.
Such quick feet, hasn't he?
But both him and Thiago in that first half, neither of them got to have the run of the pitch.
Yeah.
But both of them, Thiago's best work in that game was done defensively, not offensively. I think Curtis actually did look more in that. And when he's physical and he's fighting, he's winning the ball back and he doesn't lose possession. So I thought I'd get both of the stats up because I thought it was interesting. Thiago Alcantara, we'll come to in a second, but 65 minutes played for Curtis Jones. Touches 55, accurate passes 44 to 41, which is a 93% passing accuracy, 3 of 5 long balls, 2 of 3 dribble attempts successful. And then in terms of the defensive stuff, clearances, no, block shots, not, tackles, not, dribble passed 0 times. And then you look at Thiago Alcantara. Now he's playing a slightly deeper role for Liverpool. But in terms of, he got a 91% pass accuracy, slightly more passes and whatever. He's dribbled past once. He has to tackle. He has to get a bit more stuck in it. But the point is, overall, neither of them had an absolutely outstanding game of football. Both performed at a really good, solid level for the Reds in terms of what they were doing. But it's mad. It's just that's kind of my point on this, is that there's just this weird subculture of, used to have it in the pub back in the day. So I had a fellow who used to hate Luis Garcia.
Yeah.
I just hated him. Couldn't see what he was. And he had a counter argument for anything positive you'd say about him. But ultimately, Luis Garcia plays an integral role in Liverpool winning the European Cup.
Yeah.
And the FA Cup the season after. And it goes on and has a good career before and a good career after.
Yeah.
And it's like, for why? Why have we wasted energy drawing attention to this? And the Curtis Jones stuff I just find baffling. Yeah. He's 21. He gets to play. He plays in Liverpool's midfield quite a lot.
Yeah. And you want to
he's such a talent.
And it's not easy. I mean, like, that's a fucking misery of social media. You only see the bad thing. And like you talked about this a minute ago. Like, when a player has 3 or 4 opportunities to go with the ball, like, he does one good thing, but this guy points out the 3 bad things he doesn't do. And that's shite. And that you like you said, you could do this about the best player in the world or about every player in the world. And that would be not, like, fair. And they are in their mid-20s, in their end of the 20s. He's, like you said, 21. He's so young. And we have to point out, it's not easy to be a young guy and having, like, this that mental roller coaster of this season being an integral part in January, February. Yeah. He was so important. He had one of the best games I've seen of a youngster against Porto away, where he had 3 or 4 assists in Champions League group stage. So he went through so many different versions and phases of this season, and that at 21, and he's still able to just come in and be a really good part. None of us were really, really good yesterday, but he was as good as he was needed, and like people pointing it out on social media, it's a joke.
Hey guys, it's Steve here. Hopefully you are enjoying this podcast. Just want to let you guys know, if you want even more Red Men TV goodness in your ears, every single show that we produce over on our subscription service, Red Men Plus, also comes in podcast format. So you can get all of our amazing content on the go. Hopefully you enjoyed that one, and hopefully you enjoyed the rest of the show.
I had a great expression, and it's actually to do with, like, mental health, and it's more like, so you, when you're in a bad space and a bad time, maybe you've got bad problems in work or your home life or family or whatever, and you develop coping mechanisms, but when you fix that problem, the coping mechanisms remain, so actually you end up could actually be feeling or reacting negatively still, even though the thing that actually caused it in the first place doesn't exist anymore, and you have to break down those negativities. And I think that exists in Liverpool's fan base. It exists in all walks of life. there's people who have gotten so used to there being something you need to moan about, and they need that. That's a portion of their life. I mean, that's how they solely maybe interact on social media. But there's a percentage of their day that was spent when Liverpool were a bit crap or had real issues, talking about the negatives and really highlighting the negatives and feeling like that was a cathartic experience for them. Maybe they felt good for it. It was a good way to vent.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
When those bad things go away, they've still got that space in their day that they haven't found a way to fill that with something better. So they're still so instead they presume that therefore must be something negative, and you've got to continue to have negative things to say.
Yeah.
Why you've got like those Arsenal fan TV lads and all them, you know, a lot of them good fellas who go immediately to let's sack the manager because like it's like, oh, you've just, it's like a broken record. It's like, oh, you go back to type. Whereas instead of being able to just find something new to say, find something good to say, find something positive to say. Because as I say, ultimately, Curtis Jones, in my opinion, had a really good game. You know, against Inter Milan, he's a stellar young talent. He is starting games at the moment ahead of Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, who was an England international.
Yeah,
people have got their own opinions on Ox, and I've seen a lot of negativity around him. He's a really good footballer. And Harvey Elliott, who's deemed the ultimate wonder kid, who's just the flavour of the month, who is also a brilliant young footballer. He's getting games ahead of him at times at the moment. The point is, it's the tiresome need to rank Liverpool's midfielders of like, oh, he's boss, so he should play every game, and therefore because you've got your favourite players, it means you have to like less. This is not, I've got a PlayStation, I have to wait Xbox. This is like saying I've got a PlayStation, I hate the PSP. You know what I mean? It's like they're all in the same stable. Yeah. They're all brilliant in their own way. They all bring different things.
Shout out to UNDs. Get in.
Yeah. Just stupid. Just genuinely stupid.
With that, Paul, you've just made a great point there is, at the end of the day, if you've got your mental health and all that sort of stuff and you deal with it in different ways, and I respect that absolutely, and if this person finds that's the way to do it, then fine. But this person ultimately is a Liverpool fan. So why are you trying to put negativity on a spin where we're in for 4 trophies at the minute, and you want to take that away by creating this negativity, which loads of Liverpool fans will latch onto?
Yeah.
There was another one as well I saw the other day that got about 10,000 interactions where they were on about Luis Diaz's run. You know, that amazing run that he made and he got fouled on the edge of the box. If he doesn't get fouled, he probably gets a shot on target. And he took away, he needs to cut that out of his game, he needs to stop doing that. It's like, are you joking? The lad is making another Anfield appearance, he wants to impress everybody. And he's like, you should have passed it to Salah. Yeah, but how many times does Salah do that?
Yeah.
But we don't jump on his back because we know how good he is. Why are people trying to bring this team down? It doesn't make you any woke.
People are afraid to be happy.
Yeah, no, this is why we don't deserve nice things.
People are afraid to be happy. No, it is.
Don't get it.
And you know, but you know what? A lot of this comes from insecurity, and let's be more miserable in our football and just like the telly.
We lost.
But this is the point, is that people have been raised because telly does this, Sky do this, fucking Graeme Souness and Roy Keane, and saying everything's shit and focusing solely on all the negatives, and everything's got to be to blame, and there's always got to, because there's got to be a best player, there's got to be a worst player, and if you're the worst player, that means your worst equals bad. Yeah. Whereas actually in a brilliant football team, the worst player in Liverpool's team is honestly probably better
yeah.
than 9 out of 11 of most of the teams Liverpool have had in the Premier League
yeah.
era. Because that's the levels Liverpool are operating at this point. And it just, what it smells to me, it smells of entitlement yes. and it smells of a lack of understanding and just a bit of minge baggery that needs to yeah. get in the bin, ultimately, because, yeah, I just, you know, if you not to boil it down to it, if you've got nothing nice to say, you say nothing. Nothing wrong with addressing yeah, negativity. Nothing wrong with saying that someone's had a bad performance. But when someone actually hasn't had a bad yeah. performance, but you're actively trying to find ways to nail someone for having a bad performance.
Yeah.
Like...
It's true.
And sorry, Jake, but because it's fucking really pissing me off, is that... If someone has a bad... Liverpool have got loads of squad options. This is not like we've got 11 players and someone's playing bad and, oh my God, what are we going to do? They'll just bring them out and they'll put someone yeah, else in.
Exactly.
Liverpool are managing a squad in an unprecedented circumstance here of going for 4 trophies and doing it quite well so far and also managing to blood in incredible young talent at the same time.
For anyone who's going on Twitter, for everyone in this fan base... Take 3 deep breaths and think about if you really need to tweet this out and if this is yeah, maybe absolutely. About you and not about the topic you want to tweet about.
Yeah. Correct.
And then life gets maybe easier for you too.
Yeah, I just go, yeah. What's your aim? What's your aim? And if your aim, by the way, if your aim is just to generate retweets and likes, that's a game. Twitter, you know, Twitter was voted on E4, did one of those, the greatest 100 greatest games of all time, and Twitter won ahead of like Grand Theft Auto and stuff, because ultimately input something, you play a game, you put some information in there, and it rewards you with a greater follower count and likes and
exactly,
retweets and all
that
and kind
that's
of
what
stuff.
It's all about for
and
some
if
people.
You are one of those sociopaths who needs that in your life, then sound yeah. absolutely, but also at the same time, maybe get a dog. Get a puppy, get a cat, get a hug off your mum, your dad, or just pay someone
get
to do that for you if you haven't got them. Yeah, exactly.
Knock one out, you know.
Yeah, just whatever you've
and
got
and these are
do.
Real people and not only numbers. So.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Curtis Jones is great. I won't hear a bad word. So
that, you know, I felt like I got a lot out of my system there because I just hate Twitter sometimes. And I love it. It can be such a positive. I love it.
Because I finished the game and I went on Twitter and I saw Ross tweeting. And Ross does this because Ross lives plugged into social media.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it was he was like reacting to a different world to what I'd seen.
Yeah.
And it was this like, well, you might not think this, but it was a good performance and Liverpool got through. And I was like, who are you talking to? But I realised he's obviously talking to this mad digital world of... You know, he's plugged into the Matrix and he's seeing this code and he's just seeing people just shitting on stuff. And he's actually responding to that. But when you only see one side of the conversation,
correct.
It looks like a
it
crazy... When you come to match
time,
and you see someone shouting, it's like someone shouting at the ether, like shouting at pigeons in the park.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they're just, the pigeons just leaving me, they're having a good time. You know, it's... But yeah, I find that mad. It's one of the weirdest dichotomy of modern football.
Do you think people
football.
Are doing it to be like more woke in the sense of like, okay, I want to be a pundit because I'm on Twitter, so I'm going to
take out
that little bit of a positive thing.
Yeah,
like,
to the point I was kind of driving at is annoying. That because we've been trained that you've got to talk about football in this super serious way, like it's all life or death.
Yeah,
people feel that it's the reason why people vote conservative because they've created like this, like it feels like more serious. Like you're somehow more serious and more switched on and more intelligent, more posh or whatever.
Yeah.
So like, and so people vote Tory because they feel like it's, you know, it carries a prestige. And people talk about football in negative terms because they've been trained to think that that's how the pros do it. So therefore, that's how I should do it. And it makes me sound like I know more what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
And, you know, and again, ultimately, it's easier to find things to moan about. Yeah, this is well more, definitely. I've had well more doing this than we have talking about, you know, let's face it, just a game. It was just a game of football for Liverpool.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it shouldn't, we don't need to blow it up one way the other.
Might have lost, but in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't fucking matter.
It's a shorter way to just a really bad moaning opinion that you can shout out that is like short and quick and sensational and all that stuff. That's way easier than really trying to see a positive thing. And it's like social media is short and quick and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the dick of the guy who posted this about Curtis.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
In years gone by, you'd have been with your mates and someone says a bad shout and everyone goes, what the fuck are you talking about? Shut the fuck up.
Immediate in-person reaction.
Exactly. And maybe you go, ugh, and then you try and fight your case. But largely, the laughter is so loud that you can't, there's nothing you can do. And you go, I've got that wrong. And I'll very worst because I'll shut up about it and maybe I'll digest it and go, I won't say that again because clearly that was a bad shout. But yeah, unfortunately, there's a justification in likes and retweets. And unfortunately now, it's hard to differentiate between what's a retweet because people are trying to go, look at this dickhead, and what's a retweet going, I totally agree with this point.
Yeah, exactly.
And often it's like you like something so that you can come back to it after the fact. Heart doesn't necessarily, like the like for me is often because it was this, was it a star back in the day or whatever?
It was like, that's
just going to put it in a list so I can revisit that down the line. It's not a vindication that I seriously heart what you've just said.
That makes it liked. Yeah. He likes that Curtis Jones for shit.
Yeah, terrible.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.